Death and taxes may be unavoidable, but just how they happen could be a matter of choice in the next legislative session. Death with dignity is again before lawmakers, and so are some tax changes. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has a double reality check. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Aloha Friday, Bethann.
And you too. Let's talk about death with dignity first. Last night on Town Square, the subject of part of the reality check this morning, John Ratcliffe was on with us, and longtime lobbyist. Now he has stage 4 cancer. He's also the person on whose behalf the lawsuit was filed earlier this week. And he's saying that this should be really, well, it is that, you know, the cause of his life, but that it should be for everyone else the cause of theirs too. How does that stack up with what lawmakers may be willing to do?
I talked to two lawmakers, Kalani English, the majority leader in the Senate, and Joe Suki, the speaker in the House, and it's two different points of view, frankly. English said, look, we've heard this before, death with dignity, physician-assisted suicide, or medical aid in dying, as some are now calling it, compassionate care. No matter the name, it has been an emotional issue. It's never passed before. Do we need to spend time, again, going over these emotional arguments? The counter-argument from Suki is, look, a lot of us are seeing our loved ones terminally ill, the terrible pain they are suffering. It's humane to give them the option to be able to get a medical prescription, to take a pill or to not take a pill to end their lives. And Suki said, ultimately, Ratcliffe would make less of a difference than one's own personal religious or philosophical views.
Though, you know, we've also been hearing from a very vocal minority saying that, you know, based on religious grounds, this isn't something that they could countenance. But for those who have been polled in Hawaii and certainly nationally, Hawaii has one of the highest poll numbers, 80% of those polled in the last poll, which was done at the end of last year. And 69% of Americans generally are in favor of some form of medical aid in dying.
Whether we jump on what appears to be a growing bandwagon nationally remains to be seen. Remember, only 6 states have this as law. However, California is one of them, and they're always very influential. We'll see. The religious argument is a very powerful one. Joe Suki, for example, is Catholic. The Catholic Church, others are very influential here. They were instrumental in defeating previous legislation on medical aid in dying. But as I said, there does seem to be a growing trend in the other direction. Is it only a matter of time?
Okay, we're going to have to move on to taxes for the moment. A lot of people are thinking, well, you know, that GET extension, it's going to be with us forever. And kind of the idea of, well, told you so.
You know, I'm going to not make a bet on what's going to happen with the GET extension. There is talk about extending it in perpetuity, though. And the idea, of course, is to allow Oahu to pay for the rail system. But, you know, depends on what that money is used for. Some of it, one proposal is to direct it towards state transportation projects. There's a lot of infrastructure. But bottom line, most lawmakers seem to support the idea of funding rail all the way. Now, having said that, we'll see whether it gets out of committee, but that is going to be one of the biggest issues along with death and dignity.
All right. Next week, the legislature opens. We'll have lots more to talk about once it does. But meanwhile, we'll talk to you on Monday, too. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Beth, and I appreciate it.
Chad Blair joins us with a reality check every day.